Advocate for July 30, 2005 to order. Four items on the agenda for a work session. First item is House Bill 5153A, the Department of Higher Education. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that House Bill 5153A be amended by the -2 amendments and reported out, do pass as amended. House Bill 5153 is the budget bill for the Department of Higher Education. The budget agreement for the department increases general fund support by $7.2 million over the level previously approved by the Senate in Senate Bill 5603. The major components of the agreed-upon budget include a 3% per year limit on tuition and fee rate increases for Oregon undergraduate students, an added $13 million of general fund to support undergraduate education, $5.7 million of general fund to partially restore reductions to the statewide public service programs, $1.5 million to restore cuts to the Chancellor's office, $1.5 million for dispute resolution programs contingent upon passage of SB 247, which removes the sunset on these programs, and a $760,000 reduction lottery funds in realization of reduced debt service costs of outstanding lottery bonds. The budget supports the vital operations of the Oregon University system without resorting to the large tuition increases of the past. I recommend that House Bill 5153A be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5163A, Military Veterans Benefits. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 5163 is another part of the Military Veterans Benefits Package approved for this session. The bill appropriates money for benefit programs that are established or improved in House Bill 3504. This bill provides $350,000 to the Oregon Military Department to cover the estimated reimbursement for active military members and certain retirees' costs of hunting and angling licenses. It also provides $165,000 to the Student Assistance Commission for Oregon Troops to Teachers Program to pay tuition for veterans that agree to teach in public or charter schools. It provides $1,131,000 to the Department of Veterans Affairs, $631,000 for the increased education benefit, which goes to $150 per month instead of the current $50 per month, and $500,000 to provide emergency financial assistance to veterans and their immediate families. Additionally, the bill provides a direct appropriation to the Employment Department for the transportation needs of veterans seeking employment. I recommend House Bill 5163 be reported out, due pass.
Thank you. Discussion? Senator Johnson.
Mr. Chair, for staff, what will be the process by which application can be made to the department to seek assistance through the programs, the grant and loan program that is being established?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Johnson, this is the for the Veterans Affairs Department, correct?
Yes.
They are to set up a process, establish rules to set up a process. These are designed for, I think, the veterans, more for the National Guard folks, I think, that are coming back. But they are a set of rules, develop some rules, and we'll work closely with the military department in respect to this.
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. In watching the money that was dispersed to families of victims after 9/11, I know that great criticism was leveled about perceived or real inequities in the distribution formula. And I am hopeful that the department takes very seriously the need to have an inclusive rules process to make sure that we establish some objective criteria, and it isn't first in, for example, and we pay until the money is gone, but there be some kind of very clearly delineated sideboards around how those benefits are allotted that take into account genuine need and objective criteria, so this is a program we can be proud of and that it serves folks that are truly in need of additional assistance.
Well, Mr. Chair, Senator Johnson, the testimony received in the House subcommittee indicated that that process was to be in place to address those concerns.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 2795A, relating to military memorials. Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2795 provides $100,000 general fund towards the construction of a memorial to Oregon military personnel who died in the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. It also is part of this legislature's military veterans benefit funding package. The memorial will be located near other memorials to Oregon service personnel just north of the Veterans Affairs Building. I recommend House Bill 2795 be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Discussion. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, sir. Having just read the accompanying material when I walked in the room, it was seemingly silent on the additional money that will be required to build a memorial. And I, in my experience, $100,000 won't get you over the finish line unless it's a pretty modest memorial.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, most of the remaining costs are in-kind contributions from construction companies and material suppliers.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator.
Did the committee receive any testimony on what the full budget is?
About $400,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Carter.
I went to the opening of that activity, and you should have seen the enthusiasm of the partners that came together. To the people that's going to construct it, the people that were giving to it, and the donations that was raised. These people have raised, worked really hard on this piece, and it's in a beautiful location north of the building, so you guys should stop by and see it. It's really great.
Very nice. Discussion. Further discussion. Objection. Seeing none. So ordered. House Bill 3504A, relating to benefits performing military service. Senator Johnson.
The veteran trifecta, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3504 is another part of the military veterans benefits package approved this session. This bill provides benefit programs that were previously introduced in four other House bills. Funding for the programs in the bill is provided in a separate appropriation bill. The bill increases the education benefit program in the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide eligible personnel $150 per month instead of the current $50 per month. It also creates the Oregon Troops to Teachers program and the Oregon Student Assistance Commission to pay tuition to veterans attending college who agree to teach in Oregon. Additionally, it creates the Oregon Veterans Emergency Financial Assistance Program in the Department of Veterans Affairs to provide emergency financial assistance to veterans and their immediate families. The bill also ensures that active duty military personnel and recently retired military personnel can obtain hunting and angling licenses at no cost. It requires the Oregon Military Department to reimburse those individuals for the cost of hunting and angling licenses. I recommend House Bill 3504 be reported out due pass.
Thank you. Discussion. Objection. Yes, Senator Johnson.
Just one other question. Did the testimony touch on recently retired military personnel? Because there are some still pretty spry World War II veterans walking around these days who might like to go angle and hunt.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, recently retired is within 12 months.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Further discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Committee, as I said, will probably want to get together Monday morning. Said President give it the day. I'll probably have one more meeting, I suspect, of our committee as a sole Senate Budget Committee. And hopefully on Monday we'll also meet back as full Joint Ways and Means.
Yeah.
Have some work to do.
Mr. Chair, you notice how efficient and how speedy we got this done with the absence of one member.
I want to be known that
Ben Westland.
Ben Westland is not here. Did not
Bates,
show up for any
Bates.
Votes of any sort of
intent. And Bates. Nor will he be allowed to vote.
He'll never be allowed to vote on these bills. And the Bowery Boy number two isn't here either. But we will, without objection, ask Senator Carter if she'd like to vote on the one bill that she missed, which was House Bill 5153. How do you vote?
1063.
Oh, you were here for that one.
Okay.
Aye. She was here for 63. She was walking the door, so she was already reporting.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, do we meet before 1 o'clock on Monday?
Yeah. We need to be here by 10 o'clock at the latest. I prefer everyone to be here by 9:30 at the latest, just to be safe.
9:30 on Monday.
9:30 Monday, please.
Ready,
we are adjourned. Thank you, guys.